So now, Mishnah Vav, continuing on the same theme, Hayoshev Besfina, you're sitting in a boat, and you don't know, let's say, that's the Meiri's Pshat, I think, you don't know which direction you're supposed to be facing. You're disoriented, or you can't, we'll tip the boat over, whatever it is. Uba Karon, Karon is like a wagon, similar problem, you can't stand up and get around and tip it over, or you're disoriented, don't know which, you're on the bus, you don't know which way is on the airplane, don't know which way you're supposed to be facing, whatever it is. Oba Azda, and Asta is the Rav learned it as a raft. Okay? There's a Rashi that says that the Asta is the stocks, you know, like a person's in foot, like their head and arms in like prison. So again, so you can't redirect your person because you're immobilized. Or if you're right, exactly. So then according to that the Meiri says like that there's like a big the Meiri says the Asta is a boat, taka boat, it's just a little boat. Little boat and Sfina's big boat. Okay. I don't have a real good answer to the question. Like, why we need three examples here? I don't know, really, to be honest. And the Gemara doesn't really discuss it. Doesn't deal. Whatever it is, I guess probably because these are all very, very common cases. This is probably Maisa B'chol Yom, not just a principle. Like, this really happened all the time. So then, what do you do? You have an asleep book connected base, Kaddish HaKadoshim. So then, direct your heart towards it. You know, you imagine yourself facing there. That's all you can do. I think the most common case today is on airplanes. You're on the airplane, you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, so you're definitely facing the wrong direction, but you can't get up, right? So, you're bobbing with your heart facing, you leave your heart behind Yerushalayim. Okay.